rejoicing and not yet the thief. You may be seated. Come in here to get out of the hot, right? Or cold? Or beautiful weather, isn't it? May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. They forecast 105 today, and I was looking forward to it, and they changed it. They dropped it. Talk about hurting a guy's feelings. Today's a beautiful day. I've been smiling all day. We got problems, but Yahweh's working them out. Praise Yahweh. If you remember last week's sermon, we were working on Yahshua's words. Of course, we're building teachers. That's our motto that Yahweh has given us. We build teachers, but they're the teachers of the peaceful solution. They're not the teachers of the schools of higher learning that one of the apostles described as rudiments of the world. That was a King James word, but it came to my mind when I was thinking over the schools of higher learning and what they're teaching, and of course this what they're teaching is a concoction of things to keep people working for them. That's the main thing. Keep people working for them, bringing in tax money to run their governments for the kings of the earth, and of course to bring the money to the few people who are having meetings this week, secret meetings, of course. They don't let anything out of that room. They don't let the news media in. And of course, they are meeting to decide what to do. Some people think they're going to establish the New World Order. Some people think they're going, this has to do with money. Well, I wonder why they'd make them think that. You know, that's what it's all about, money. That money is what controls the world, and of course they want the money coming their way. What you've got to do, and what you've got to come out of, is this way of thinking, and of course humble yourself as a slave. Be willing to do whatever Yahweh assigns you to do with all your might, and when I say Yahweh, I mean his priest that he has chosen by lot to guide you and show you the work, and of course be a part of that work. That's what you're here for today. That's what I've been training you for over 40 years now here in the wilderness, the wilderness of the God worshipers. Our example, of course, was Yahshua, and he chose 12, if you remember. He chose 12 apostles representing the 12 tribes of Israel, and I would say, though not... I don't have a scripture for it, that he chose one from each tribe. And of course, the father of one was of one tribe and the mother was of another tribe. But all of these tribes are represented in the 12 apostles, and Yahshua showed that he could take these men and make instruments for Yahweh to use out of these children who had been brought up in Galilee, talked about like Okies, looked down on like Okies, in fact, by the Pharisees and their schools of higher learning. The sayings they said about the people coming from Galilee is the same things a Californian said about the people coming from Oklahoma. to California to try to keep from starving to death. Those that Yahweh didn't want in Oklahoma, and those that followed the crowd left Oklahoma. And then he brought forth his servant, which you're looking at this time, praise Yahweh, and who, of course, he trained in his teachings, and the teaching and the training. Now, Yeshua taught them, and the main thing that you'll see him teaching is to follow instructions. Follow instructions to the fullest. And of course, that was taught by the priest of Book 1. Follow instructions. From who? Well, of course, I know you want to get up there and say, Yahweh, what do you want me to do today? And whisper that in his ear and say, you sure you want me to do that? I don't like doing that. Well, it don't work that way, but he does have a house that he prophesied would be set up that would show his work. And Yeshua said, this is the work of Yahweh that you believe into the one sent and do what you're told to do. Follow instructions to get the work done. And, of course, a lot of stress was put on that. I say over and over, I didn't make it clear enough, I know. And I told two things at once. I said, do two things at once. Well, they heard the first part or the second part, or they already had their minds made up as to how to do it, so they didn't hear either part. So they did it wrong. And I say, well, I'm just a poor teacher. That's all it is. So here we go again. We'll try again. I'm still trying to learn to brush my teeth with my left hand. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm going to keep on till I get you to brushing your teeth with your left hand. Or if you're left-handed, you can brush it with your right. when and after, you know, Yeshua got the disciples trained, of course, he still had trouble with them following instructions. And that was the last thing that he emphasized after his resurrection. You know, they didn't go to the place he told them to go. And, of course, they didn't see him there. And somebody had to peck them on the shoulder or hit them on the head and get their brain to working and tell them, hey, he told you where he was going. He told you. You just weren't listening. So finally they went to the place he told them to go. And, of course, he's still telling them that today. Go to the place. Go to the place I told you to go, and there you will find me. And there you'll find the work of Yahweh. The rudiments of the world, there are many. It started with the schools of higher learning. They put a government together that they thought could not be beaten. And, of course, it fell apart as Daniel prophesied that it would. It was like clay mixed with iron. Well, that's what we're seeing today, and that's the troubles we're seeing in today's governments. I don't want to get too deep into it today. It'd take too much time. But they use certain things to control the world at this time. Money is the main thing, of course, that they use in controlling the world. They're trying to get the food supply to where they can control the food, and the water, where they can control the water. And, of course, that's the reason the Euphrates is being dried up, so that the way of the kings of the east can go ahead and be fulfilled, which this is taking place rapidly now, as we keep getting reports on it. The schools of higher learning, they created an institution, a government, that looks great, you know, when they say, you know, come here and you can have democracy. That does look really great, but the problem is they don't follow the laws that they say, here's what you can have. And it's like it is, like what we're seeing in Israel right now, where there is no love, which that's the number one thing that Yeshua showed you that you must have. You can be my disciples indeed, and you can show it by love for one another. Love for one another is not words, it's work. And that's what a slave does. And that's where you find your joy. You find it in your work. And that's what Yahweh tells you. You find joy in Yahweh. You find joy in the work that he tells you to do. The Sabbath institution that Yahweh gave us, he worked. The rest that he rested, that was it. He rested from his own works, and he worked as a slave to his people, taking care of his people in that great garden where he brought joy to the hearts of the people. With, of course, food and cooking and so forth. This was the way he kept the first Sabbath. You don't find that in the Talmud, but you certainly find it in the Scriptures, and you find it in the example that Yeshua gave us. Well, of course, the example that Yeshua gave us is what that I want to harp on, because you go back to the laws and you learn the laws and the history. You learn the history of the people who lived in Galilee that was actually raised up like Yeshua was taught the laws of Yahweh, taught the basic skills of how to serve one another. And the only reason they would pick a job was because that job was needed, or that product that they made was needed, or the product they raised was needed. So there was a job for every single person. They weren't what we see today, where a lot of taxes are paid into the government. Now, they had tribute. They put them under tribute, too, the people in Galilee. But tribute from farmers was not all that much. And what they wanted was silver and gold that they could use throughout the world, any place they wanted to buy this, that, or the other, and have their instruments made, instruments of war, to keep them in line. Well, of course, the government was the democracy, that the same thing we're trying to follow today. The only reason it's not followed and wouldn't be a beneficial tool is because there is no love in democracy. There is advantages to democracy. One thing you can fool the people and say, you know, you got freedom. You got all of these things that's supposed to go with democracy. But practicing that and having men who will uphold it, this is a problem in finding men that would actually be strong enough spiritually to uphold what was supposed to be in the word democracy. In Yahweh's laws, Yahweh's laws were simple. They were simple to understand, to read, and simple to follow. And every one of them was love to your neighbor, protecting your neighbor from your own deeds. That was, performing deeds that brought harm to your neighbor is what we're seeing in the world today. We're seeing it all over the world. It's much more than you think, and Yahweh just keeps impressing it on us. You know, about the time you think you've learned it all, how evil this world is, you know, you go through another experience and you find out something new about the world and the lawyers and so forth. Yahweh gives us foods to eat, of course, and in following those foods, he put us as guards. That's what priests are for. They're to make sure, and they had a priest for everything. The Levites that Yahweh chose and put in charge of this are still in charge of it. That's not been changed. The Levites. I bet if you traced your tribes back, you'd find out you're a Levite. It wouldn't surprise me a bit. I know you have at least part of the Levitical genes that Yahweh wanted in his priest, and said, I'm taking from this time. He took the firstborn up to a time, if you remember, and then And then he said, instead of the firstborn now, I want the Levites instead, all the Levites. And he put them then in charge of the priest and guarding the everything that had to do with the priesthood, which the number one thing it has to do with the priesthood, of course, and I'm harping on for quite some time now, is the food supply and the way the food supply, the clean food supply that you can actually eat, the way it's diminishing. This is a horrible thing that we see taking place out here in the world. But if you turn over quickly and look at, go back to Yahshua's writings here, in Yochanan 5 and verse 40. Now this we read last week. Now remember the rudiments of the world that we're trying to come out of, and remember what Yahshua tells us here. And of course, he says, come to me. Well, of course, I know you think, well, you're getting on your knees and praying to Yahshua, but unless you have a priest to go through, you're not going to get to Yahshua. Yahshua is the high priest, and the only one that could get to the high priest was the priest. And that's still the way it is. That's the law that was set up under Moshe. And it's forever. It's not going to change. Well, of course, here he says in verse 40, he says, you won't come to me that you might be saved. Now, that's, of course, speaking of the 12 tribes that Yahweh is dealing with. And some are going to come out and come to him. Well, the Levites proved themselves over and over that is that gene that came from Abraham, Moshe, Aaron, Miriam. They were all Levites, and came down through the bloodline of Yahshua, of course. But he says, I want the Levites here, and I'll choose out of the Levites the ones I want. So to bring forth this work of mine, I'll show you this in detail, of course, later. But what color were they? They were black. They were brown. They were white. Depending, of course, on the traits that was brought out down through the years. So to get that color out of your mind, totally. The Levite, yes. Praise Yahweh. You can't be as the world. You can't be as the world. You've got, I'll tell you one thing they all had in common that Yahweh chose was love for one another, and they expressed that love with their works. And one of the apostles said, you know, you say you have faith, show me your faith by your works. Now, he wasn't speaking of, well, I pray with my hands put together like this, and I got this thing, I run around like this, and zapping the people, and painting a so-and-so up here with your finger. No, that's works of evil, of course, because it disguises the works of Yahweh. What did you expect to see out here when you came out here? What did you expect to find, Yahshua said? A reed floating around like the wind in a skirt? No, that's not what you're going to find in this neighborhood. You're going to find workers working to take care of one another. We need to get some signs, paint some signs, men, to that effect. Work. That's what it's all about. Take care of one another with the work. Whatever Yahweh assigns you to do, do it with all your might. Well, verse 40, he says, but you won't come to me. Well, what does he mean, you won't come to me? Where is he? I'm sure he's over there somewhere. Bring Hiawatha out here, he'll find him. Wasn't he the one that gave that sign, you know? Hiawatha. Well, you got to find him through the scriptures, and the only way you're going to find him is to believe the scriptures, of course, and to follow those scriptures. Remember where he says, tie your donkeys to the branch? That was a prophecy to Yahshua. Tie your donkeys to the branch. The donkeys are the workers. that work serving each other, not for reward, but because they have found their joy in Yahweh. Yahweh is servant to his people, brother. Try to get this mental attitude in your mind here about coming to Yahshua, because that's what he's talking about. And you must come to him to be saved, which includes going to the branch in these last days. He's telling you what was going to take place in the last days and where the work was going to be, tied to the branch. That's where it's going to be, and you've got to believe that work. Now, let's go back here to, remember, come to Yahshua. And the apostles taught that. Well, it means coming out of the world, coming out of the rudiments of the world. I've seen in the past, and my brother fell for this, that this thing, I think it was Rodell, that started talking against salt. Now, this was years ago, and I was trying to think of how old I was, but I couldn't have been more than 20 or 21 years old. But I said, that doesn't make sense according to the scriptures. But for some reason, Jacob, my brother, for some reason, he was convinced that this guy was a real expert on health. And he would see me sprinkling salt on an apple to eat it. And then he said, quote me something from Rodell that said, they'll take a great apple and then they'll ruin it with salt. Now, no, Yaakov, this enhances it. It doesn't ruin it. It makes it better. And of course, that's what Yahweh said to do. Well, of course, Yahweh made sugar also, as well as salt. Well, praise Yahweh. I know the people that stop using salt help cancer to spread, because Dr. Pfizer, probably the most famous doctor in the world, he killed a lot of people, a lot of beasts on that African safari. You can't forget that African safari. It ties in to today's rudiments of the world. But the salt, he showed, cancer cannot enter a cell unless it's depleted of salt. He proved that. And his findings are still on record and have never been disproven. But yet, there's still those out there preaching against salt, even though the health benefits of salt is extreme. Sugar, too. The articles that you can find now on sugar, because they're finally starting to swing the pendulum the other way now. And of course, after it goes too far, in one direction, that's the only time they can see it. Well, they're seeing cancer increase, and they're seeing everything increase, every kind of sickness and disease increase. So they saw this. Somebody said, and I think Rodell might have been one of them. He was a very famous man on health. Prevention. He wrote Prevention Magazine for a while. It's probably owned by a corporation now, and probably they're putting out the same things. But in my time, he was writing articles for Prevention Magazine. And, of course, the sugar. What I told Jacob, I said, we can't go by what man says. You know, we have the Bible, I said, that is much better, and there's no argument against it. I mean, everything that's said, even the historians, the archaeologists, they continually prove the Holy Scriptures correct. And they all agree that there's never been anything to disprove what Yahweh, the history of mankind, or to disprove what the laws will do when kept. They just don't want to keep them. because, as Yahshua said, they love darkness rather than light. But this thing about sugar now, it's like Ellen G. White when she was hunting some better-than-egg stuff. And And she found it, but it was laying in the chicken yard, I think, the way it smelled to me. Not the egg, but the other. Both come from the same place. They don't get too sarcastic about chickens, because they can take unclean products and make eggs out of them, and the eggs are perfectly clean, unless you want to squeeze them up in a cage like a jail and start forced laying, and then the eggs become unclean. But that's the only thing I know that'll make them unclean at this time. Well, the sugars they came out with was not the sweeteners that they came out with. Now they're seeing that they're causing trouble. Before they said it, before they found this out, I brought it in sermons. I said, people are ruining their health with these sweeteners because there's no life in these sweeteners, and they're breaking down their pancreases. They have no reason to work. They don't have any sugar to make glucose out of, and you can't make glucose out of saccharin. So there's no need for me to even be here, they said. So I'm going to shut this factory down. They couldn't get their salaries. They couldn't get any pay, so they shut down. They went on strike. Well, the factory decayed and deteriorated, and the doctor said, now we got to take it out. Let's take it out and get rid of it, and we'll give you some artificial stuff here to take its place. And you can take it, and you can take this tester and test it, and then you can have just the right amount. Well, it doesn't work properly. And people who are diabetics and are people who have had their thyroids removed, who have had these operations, they know right away there's a difference. And it doesn't bring forth what Yahweh made to go in mankind. And you don't have that healthy feeling, healthy condition. The other day, someone asked me, how are you feeling? I said, well, you know, I was in a hurry today, so I didn't pay much attention, except I was walking. I had to go to some place, and I decided to walk, and I said I felt like running, so I ran. And you don't have that feeling, brethren, when you start going against your own body and you start taking these things out of your body that Yahweh created to be there. You just, it leaves you. It disappears. You can do the same thing by starving yourself on certain foods. Yahweh says you need this. He made it for you. And he says it's a perfect food for you. I looked at it, he says, and it's perfect. I made it for mankind. I looked at it, I inspected it, and I said, this is perfect. Now, how can you beat that? You can't. But they got their better than sugars, and of course there's not everybody that agreed with them. I didn't agree with them, but I didn't read anybody else's work. But I found out now in reading other people's work that now, anyway, after the harm is done to millions of people throughout the world, people that's had their thyroids taken out, they feel like somebody, their skin, they describe it as somebody pinching them all the time. They can't walk, they have to sling their legs. They have to sling them to walk. This is the difference. And they put them on Synthroid, which has pork. Now, you think, oh man, this is so awful, you know. So, But then, if you get to examining things in the way of foods and so forth, you'll find pork in almost everything. One way or another, you could find it in the world. Well, this is some of the rudiments of the world. When you pick up a package of prepared foods, this is some of the rudiments of the world that we're trying to get away from. Prepared by unclean hands a lot of the times, raised in fields that are sprayed with stuff that they're now coming out with after we alerted them a few years ago and said, you need to check these things out, what you're doing, because it's ruining your health. most of them are getting this from the house of Yahweh and the sermons that is being brought in these last days throughout the world and by one means or another. Well, this health report now that is called The Benefits of Sugar. Sugar is sucrose and becomes glucose. Glucose is easily regulated by our body. Yes, Yahweh gave us things in our body to regulate the amount that is needed in every joint, every fingernail, toenail. It goes everywhere. Sugar produces energy. People were fooled into believing that if they quit using sugar and started using artificial sweeteners, they would get slim and healthy. Well, they got the opposite. It didn't work. But they found out later now, and this is what they're preaching now, no, it doesn't work that way. It actually makes your body crave. It puts a craving in your body, so your body don't know that it's craving sugar. But that's what it's craving. It's craving glucose. I need oil for my joints. I need oil for every place in my body. This engine, this car is saying, don't take my oil away from me. I'm going to start slowing down, and pretty soon I'm just going to die. Now, that is the same thing that's taking place with your bodies when you don't come to Yahshua, who says, come to me and be saved. Well, he says, glucose is easily regulated by our body if we eat it regularly. Now, take it away, and of course, your pancreas will shut down. I told you this about 1,000 years ago. I don't know if you heard it or remember it or not, but I did. If our levels are low and we get some glucose, the body does rush to consume it. But this is because glucose is so essential for us to live. Did you get that? Glucose, made from sugar. Real cane sugar. Glucose is our energy. It keeps our body sustaining a regular temperature. Our brain thinks using glucose. Your brain. You wonder why these people slow down? Their brain slows down? Why do they hit somebody instead of their brain working and telling them the sensible thing to do to solve a problem? These things are all included in your body makeup. Come to Yahshua. He'll give you the bread of life. It starts with Genesis 1. Genesis 1 what? The production of myelin requires glucose and its derivatives, glucosamine. Collagen, the basic fiber of our body, is made with glucose and glucosamine. Glucose contributes to transport myositis. Diabetic people end up with poor defenses because of their poor glucose levels. Glucose and its derivative, glucosamine, are essential for muscle formation. Number two, of our skin main components are collagen and elastin. Both need glucose and glucosamine to be formed. Without sugar, our skin ages. Yes, we start to get deep wrinkles, and we start to using some salves and some man-made junk that won't make it any better, but you think you smear enough of it on there, you can cover it up, I guess. In fact, without sugar, our body ages much faster. Sugar is healthy for living, for thinking, and for regenerating of our bodies. Yet, so many people preach against sugar. Well, why? Could it be for money? Now, if you notice, every one of them's got something to sell. Unchecked chemicals likely to cause grievous harm, according to the cancer panel, of course, chemicals, and I want to get deeper into that because it's a growing thing. It's a must now because the way the world is defiled, it's a must for you to farmers to use the pesticides. And pesticides, of course, come from pork gut, of course. Now, they have preservatives, some clean, some unclean. The salt is probably your best preservative. There are others on the market, but that's one of the best. Reasons for cesarean birth. Well, why are they having cesarean birth? Now, this should show everyone how our bodies have changed over the years. The bodies have changed, and here we have doctors that saying, you've got to have a cesarean birth. They're by the millions out there. They're claiming now that some cesarean births are done because the woman has so many diseases that the child would probably die if it came normally. Now, why would this be, brother? Think of the condition, the rudiments of the world here that the apostles was fighting back then. And here we've actually pushed this. Everybody has pushed it to come forward. Well, now we're facing a time when our bodies are getting to where they can't support themselves. And I'm speaking of the world because you're coming out of the world and you're getting healthier every day here in the house of Yahweh. Well, from the things that are left over from birth, they're now finding all kinds of things there that shouldn't be there. And, of course, the babies, in order to protect them, it doesn't protect them, but it does protect them some. But in many cases, the child still has the disease because it's in the blood. Now, remember the blood and what I brought forth already. There's much more to go on the blood, but what we've brought forth already, the things that are in the blood of the baby when the baby is born. Well, now they have ways of discovering this. Research. Here's another Associated Press article. Research links pesticides with ADHD in children. A new analysis of U.S. health data links children's attention deficit disorder with exposure to common pesticides used on fruits and vegetables. Now, it probably didn't come from the fruits and vegetables. You've got to realize what is taking place here. First off, the pesticides are made from, number one thing is the scrapings of swine stomach. I don't know if they're using buzzards. I know it was being talked about in the health department 50 years ago that would be the best source of anything, because a buzzard can eat anything and he's got protection in his body to take care of it and to actually keep him from being hurt. But it'll also attack every bacteria in there that is not wanted, and that buzzard can digest anything that he eats, no matter how deteriorated it might be. So can chickens. Chickens can do the same thing, but not as well as buzzards can. Chickens also have a way of even expelling worms from their body. And if you sit and watch chickens for a while, you'd see this if it didn't make you sick what was taking place. But after the worms then are killed by the sunshine, and of course the firmament that has everything there to take care of breaking down what comes from a chicken's body, comes from a cow's body. In fact, when it gets through breaking it down, you can use it for fertilizer and raise your food with it, healthy food with it, the way Yahweh made it. But a chicken can, after the sun and the firmament takes care of those worms, dries them up, breaks them down, they can actually eat them and make eggs out of them, healthy eggs out of them. That's how Yahweh made the chicken. He didn't make the buzzard for you. He made it for a different purpose. But it does the same thing in many cases. Well, now this disorders here. They linked pesticides with it. That doesn't mean that that pesticide was, you bought it in a store, came home, sprayed your fruit and ate it. They're linking it with this. But where they're getting this from the babies, the baby is born with this. So the thing that made the pesticide that got into the woman's body or the man's body was STDs caused from fornication, adultery, sodomy, and bestiality. From these things comes the defilement, Yahweh says, including E. coli, and including all of these STDs that break the body down instead of the things that it's supposed to be breaking down in the bodies of animals. It doesn't belong in the bodies of people. So when they link this with the baby, it doesn't mean that you went out here and got a fruit from the grocery store and had pesticides on it and ate it. That would probably be flushed out, as Yahshua said, flushed out of the body, as dirt on your hands would be, and wouldn't even defile the body. Maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. But the point is, what actually caused these attention deficit in children is the breeding and the lust, uncontrolled lust, and then the breeding of the people following after their uncontrolled lust. The pesticides, too, are made from these same things. In fact, the germs that they used in chemical warfare, they took those things from bodies of animals that you're not supposed to eat, but people are eating them. In the picture, you know, if you study this picture of Rome, and if you see what they displayed in this in their mythology, because they didn't want you to understand, but they wanted their people to understand. They wanted certain ones of the insiders to understand. Well, they show the two boys sucking a wolf, an unclean animal. So, to me, that's showing that they are accepting and they're teaching that you're supposed to break the laws. Well, this is what Satan brought forth to begin with. But on the seven hills of Rome, where the great city that reigns over the kings of the earth now, where you see all of these rudiments of the world coming forth from, they begin back with Satan saying, no, you won't die. And those same people are teaching this same thing, and they're bringing forth. Baal tried to get people unclean so that they would be shut off from Yahweh. He would try to get them to do certain things to make them unclean. So this would shut them off from Yahweh, so they wouldn't have Yahweh's inspiration nor his protection, as is shown in Isaiah 59. Also shown there is, your hands are defiled with blood. Now this didn't mean that he had just killed somebody and got blood on his hands. It means that this blood is shown in the palms. If you had the eyes of Yahweh right now, you could see it. But it's actually shown in the palms of your hand that you lift up like this. We'll get into that deeper because the scripture shows this. But their hands are defiled with blood, meaning the rudiments of the world and all the things they're doing, whether it's eating a hot dog at Sam's that hasn't been koshered, made with unclean hands, eating whatever it is that we're having to buy from the stores right now, which is many. You've got to start thinking deeper than this to understand how to get to Yahshua. Come to Yahshua, and he shows us the bread of life. Well, here we're facing now leukemia. We're facing many different kinds of cancer in children. Now, the children are being born with these cancers. They're being born with all kinds of things in their body, but there are several different kinds of cancer that you never know the child has until years later. And it might be in the brain. Yes, there's many of them in the brain. In fact, brain and nervous system cancers, they have a list of them here in the same article. It's cancer after cancer after cancer, and I have several pages of it there. But these are the things that the children are being born with right now that comes from the rudiments of the world. No, eating a hot dog probably wouldn't do it. It probably wouldn't cause you to have cancer in the next few minutes and shut your brain down. It's the hot dogs our parents ate a few years ago certainly could. And the ones you're eating today can eventually have effect. How soon? Well, it depends on how weak your body is as to how fast it can work on that body. If your body is fairly low and your immune system is down, yes, it could kill you, maybe if you got the right dose of trichina in 20 minutes' time. It's been cases in history where it actually has. Well, the rudiments of the world means childhood cancer. The President's Cancer Panel report finds true burden of environmental induced cancer greatly underestimated. Well, now here we have the same thing. They're looking at what they see somebody spraying on some vegetables, which is not great for you. I assure you it's not. But that's not the immediate problem. The immediate problem started back a few years ago, maybe as much as 50 years ago, but at least to the third and fourth generation. That's what your scripture tells you is taking place right now in the cancers that's taking place in our children. Yes, they could have started as early as four generations ago with our fathers, our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, and our great-great-grandfathers and mothers. And it's come down to the weakened bodies that we're seeing in the world today. In other words, we're killing. Human race is gradually killing itself. Not only that, they're killing the animals too. Cancer is the leading cause of death worldwide. Worldwide. Now think of this, because there's undeveloped countries. The unindustrialized countries right now are not using these, but they got the same problems that we have. So this means that the pesticides that we're using today is not what's causing what we're facing. And if we could get our world leaders to understand this and understand what laws they're breaking that caused it, and then start passing some sensible laws for the people to follow to where this stuff would not be produced on our markets today, not go into our food supply, where you could pick up a box, a box of cereal or anything else, and read the label and know that it was raised and it was packed with clean hands, not unclean hands, but clean hands. And then after it was packed, that before that, it was raised on clean soil. And how do we clean our soil? You know, how do we get this soil clean? Well, there are ways we know that we can clean it, but it would take some money. Well, where are we going to get that money? Why don't we take it from your nuclear weapons that we say we're wanting to get rid of and stop producing? We could create from on a third of the budget that they use for creating these nuclear weapons. We could create machinery that would go over a field and actually purify that field. We know how to do it in the house of Yahweh. Come and ask us. Well, think of the world today now, and you're being born into this world. Now, before the house of Yahweh was ever established, we have people that are born. They have Bibles, you know, they have them sitting around everywhere, mainly on the coffee table for show, if they want to make a show of righteousness. They lay a Bible on the coffee table. And some people actually read it. But, you know, from the Bible itself, from the King James Version itself, you wouldn't get very far into how to solve the world's problems today. In fact, you would get, even if you read it, you wouldn't get any further than the Christian preachers are today, which is almost nothing compared with the great wisdom of Yahweh that is enclosed in this book that we have here. This great wisdom that all the world is rejecting right now could straighten out every problem that we got. We're trying to get this into the schools, you know, just to stop the fighting and stealing and the gang rapes and the molesting of all kinds. Well, it will do that, but see, the real problems were started 50 years ago. For our generation, it was started much earlier than that, but it's multiplied now into this generation. The world today and being born into it right now, you know, we right now are trying to pull out people, pull them out of complete ignorance of Yahweh's way. The only thing they know is what they've been born into. If you're born into a situation here, then, you know, into our environment age, the great nuclear age, you can go to the store not realizing what you're buying. You can take money, go to a store, look at whatever turns your taste buds on, buy it. It's already prepared for you. Meats, vegetables, everything. It's prepared. I have this list. I don't have time to read it this morning, but maybe I'll get to it next week. It's the Dirty Dozen of the vegetables and the fruits that are on the market. Peaches are the most filthy product that you can buy in the way of fruits on the market. Celery is the most filthy vegetable that you can buy. But there's a dozen of them that's listed here in this article. But now, the filth that they're talking about, you can't even wash it off either. You can't wash these vegetables, they say, and get it off. The test that was made they washed it and it's still there. So, this is what we're dealing with today. And this is the reason I started several years ago. We did. The priest of Yahweh working with me and saying, we've got to make some changes. You know, we're never going to be able to come out of the rudiments of this world unless we make a lot of changes and have the land to grow our vegetables and our fruits and so forth. I do believe that as discussing this with some people this morning, but I do believe that Yahweh intends to give us the state of Texas because he's kept it clean. Praise Yahweh. And I believe that, what little I've traveled Texas, I used to go to the coast and fish at one time when I had time. I'd catch enough fish in a week to feed the worldwide church, and it was big. Brought them in a lot of money on them fish fries. But uh, uh, the coastal lands. They have what they call a valley in Texas that you could raise food three times a year. The way it's being produced now, it's been produced wrong. You know, we're trying to raise dry weather vegetables in wet climates, and we're going to make it work. You know, the world's going to make it work. We'll find something to spray it with to make it work. And we're trying to raise wet weather vegetables that need their feet wet all the time. We're trying to do that in dry ground and dry farming, and it doesn't work. And I remember in studying agriculture, I didn't study it much, but I studied it some. And of course, I was raised on a farm, and I thought I knew it all, you know. And I didn't know it all, but I thought I did. Because I was raised on a farm, I knew how to raise vegetables and fruits. I didn't need anybody to teach me anything. How stupid that is when you get to that condition, you know, and you just remain in your stupidity because you stop your learning there, see? And yet I could write probably 100 books now on what I don't know about farming, you know, that I probably could have learned a bunch of that if I hadn't have shut myself off from it. But I did. I was smarter than they were, I thought. Well, now in the agriculture, you know, we had to learn about dry weather farming, you know, in Oklahoma, or we couldn't have raised anything. Pinto beans was one of them. You could raise fields of pinto beans, and the dust blowing, they'd be covered up with dust, and you stack the dust off of them, and there are your pinto beans still growing. It's amazing what them suckers would come through. Well, anyway, Yahweh made all of this, and I think he's going to, in Texas, he has both wet climates, he has dry climates, he has high climates and low climates, and I believe that one day you're going to be seeing trucks and railroads, maybe, airplanes, straight from here to the coast. He's cleaning up the coast now. You may not know it, but he's actually preparing the coastlands right now, getting rid of a lot of stuff that's getting stuck in the mud, in the oil, that is deteriorating. I've known for years that it's deteriorating our Gulf Coast. And at one time, I could go there and I could take a 450-pound freezer that I hauled in the back of the truck. And most of the time, in 2 days, I would have that full of fillets. And then if I had a few days more, I'd go out and play with the sharks because I'd like to catch them and play with them and see how hard they could pull and how hard I could pull and so forth. You know, stupid, of course, but that's what I did. Some of the stupidity. But remember what the Savior said. Come to me, and I'll show you the bread of life. Now, remember the words of Kefa. Turn over there. Second Kefa, right quick. Second Kefa. Now, here's this word again, rudiments, but we translated it something else. But in Second Kefa 2 and verse 20, it's found on page 962. Now, if after they have escaped the pollutions or rudiments of the world, It means pollutions, but it means their organized governmental system that was set up, actually created by Cush. Cush fathered this system right here that we see today. And this word in the word that the King James Bible used, you won't find it in here because we wiped it out, but that word floats in my mind, so I know Yahweh put it there for a reason. But I woke up this morning thinking about it, and I said, well, I think I'm going to bring that to the people because it actually describes the whole system in one word here. But it actually means the governmental system all lined out, you know, in a higher class learning system than Yahweh has in his scripture. And of course, it makes you believe that this is the best way. But we see from the fruits of it, that it's not the best way, that it's bringing mankind down. Well, here he says that now after they have escaped the pollutions or rudiments of the world, through the knowledge of Yahweh, this great wisdom of Yahweh that he gave, and the Savior, Yahshua. Now, this means that you couldn't learn all of this over here in book one. And so many scriptures shows this. You cannot learn what is in book one completely without the information of Yahshua. So you've got to have the two combined, because Yahshua is the finishing work that you and I are bringing forth today. Tied to the branch. The donkey's tied to the branch is bringing forth this whole thing. This complete wisdom of Yahweh is coming forth and going to go forth in its entirety. And we'll have it all in books, the book of Yisrael. However many volumes that might take, someone said they had a dream the other night, and they looked, and there's a whole wall in this huge library, and they said the looked like a gold library, and said that on this big wall, said it looked like it's miles wide, and they said, man, where did all these books come from? And they said it started with book one of Israel. And they went to going down, and it was going all the way across there. And they said after trying to count these, they couldn't count the numbers of the books of Israel that was on that gold wall. And I can't count all of these. He said, you can't count them all on that wall. A voice told him, said, you can't count all of them on that wall. Turn around. He said, here's another. Another shelf that was, another wall that was miles long that had all of this wisdom, describing the wisdom of Yahweh in detail. So you see, our job is not even started, brethren. It's going to go on through all eternity. Well, through the knowledge of Yahweh and the Savior, Yahshua Messiah, that is, they're brought forth in by the teachings of Yahshua Messiah and his example, his practices, they are again entangled in them. Yes, they went back to Selms again. And ate a prepared hot dog that they've been told has blood in it. They went back again. This is what it means. It's talking about coming out of the rudiments of the world. And here we go back into them, he said, and overcome by them. That is, you could be setting a trap for yourself. If you die in your sins, there's nothing I can do to help you. You're gone. Period. The latter end is worse than the beginning, because there's no hope. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. You know, I've told you, when I told everyone years ago, when I first started preaching in Abilene, I said, this is dangerous knowledge that I'm going to give you, because once you hear it, then you've been exposed and you've got to make a decision. And the decision you make is actually going to weigh with you throughout all eternity. So if you die in your sins after being told it's a sin, then there's no hope for you. And Yahshua said, you're going to die in your sins. You're not going to repent. You're not going to come to me that you might be saved. That was Yahshua's words coming here. And he says, for it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. Yes, this is speaking of a way of righteousness, protecting Yahweh's creation exactly as it was, not defiling it, not defiling your body, which was also made in the same way. Then he said, after they have known it, to turn from the holy laws delivered unto them. And then he compares you to the pig again, or to the she-wolf that the Romulus and Rumulus, the founders of of Rome sucked on, the she-wolf that they sucked on that gives them the fruit that they're now producing. Remember, Yeshua said, know them by their fruit. Well, their fruits are not righteous. They're not of the laws of Yahweh. They're of the devil, as 1 Yochanan says. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next speaker. I love you.